AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former First Lady Michelle Obama on stage at the Democratic National Convention last night saying Kamala Harris understands average Americans better than her November opponent.
His limited, narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who happen to be black. I want to know, who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Her husband also spoke at the convention. Tonight, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will accept the nomination. Donald Trump will hold his first outdoor rally since the attempted assassination. He will be in North Carolina behind bulletproof glass. Back home, Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaving the Middle East without a signed ceasefire agreement. More than 40 Ukrainian drones shot down over Moscow last night. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in battleground Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember when we fight, we win.
Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Harley Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, it's official. The city of Madison will have a referendum on the ballot. It's been debated for months, but city officials believe a $22 million referendum is the only way they'll be able to move forward without cutting services to residents. Alder Marsha Rummel.
So either way, either we have a referendum of whatever amount or we don't, we're going to have more people going to have to pay more money at some point. I don't really see how we cut our way out of this problem.
If this referendum fails at the ballot box in November, all departments citywide will have to make a 5% cut. That will mean reduced resources and services for residents, layoffs, and a lower quality of life. Here's the thing. The school district also has two referendums on the ballot that total over $600 million. This is the first time voters have been asked to raise property taxes for schools and the city at the same time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Packers prepare for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' final week of training camp ends with a joint practice session against the Ravens this Thursday, and then their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Does the team need to bounce back after their struggles in Denver? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Knowing that that was a top defense in the league last year, you know, just really seeing how we match up and just executing well and, you know, just giving all the effort we got no matter what. So that's our mindset and goal.
In golf, the Wisconsin State Open continues today in Minocqua. Round two ending in a three-way tie. Max Lyons, Adam Miller, Sam Weatherhead atop the leaderboard. Baseball, the Brewers won their sixth in a row last night with a 3-2 win over the Cards in St. Louis. Frankie Montas allowing only one hit in seven innings, but the unsung hero was catcher William Contreras. Pat Murphy.
William, you got to give William a lot of credit. He had a great game tonight. Both sides of the ball, he was great. He really got Frankie going too. I thought he called a great game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns, eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at WaterLanternFestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we continue our coverage live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Trigvi Olsen, the Lincoln Project, is here, along with Bill McCosh, and we'll break it on down for you. Join us.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
It's up to us to remember what Kamala's mother told her. Don't just sit around and complain. Do something. So, if they lie about her, and they will, we've got to do something. If we see a bad poll, and we will, we got to put down that phone and do something. If we start feeling tired, if we start feeling that dread creeping back in, we got to pick ourselves up, throw water on our face, and what? We only have 2.5 months, y'all, to get this done.
Yeah,
wow. I can see why the right wing is so scared of Michelle Obama.
That's right.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Look who's here. It's Olivia Troy.
Yay, Olivia.
Beloved. look with your Republican pearls. You look fantastic.
You know, representing.
I threw this outfit together with no help. I know you have a hard time.
Right. Yeah, no stylist at all.
I like the shirt, though.
You are speaking tonight at the DNC. How exciting is that? I mean, it's just what an electric week, and every night just gets better.
Yep. Surreal moment, right?
Right.
When I find myself at the DNC. I never thought I'd be on the DNC stage. And it's also, it'll be the biggest crowd I've ever spoken before in front of. So
you're going to do great.
For me, send positive vibes.
Yes, you're going to do great.
Let me be your Bella Caroli. You can do it. You can do it.
Thank you.
That's an old Olympic
joke. Yeah.
But let's talk about you are famously, in case people don't know, a Republican that worked in the Trump administration. And we were talking a little bit off air, but you have to say it is the Republicans that are speaking here, including Stephanie Grisham last night, are really triggering the right. And you were saying that you are getting swatted, that they are really attacking the Republicans that are speaking here.
Yeah, I think they're clearly very angry, and they don't really like truth tellers, as you know. And really, I think all of us feel like that's what we're doing. All we're doing is telling the truth and standing up for our country. And I know that several members of Republicans for Harris have been swatted. I know I've had conversations with my local law enforcement to make sure that they're aware that this is happening in preparation. I think that's a sign of the times. And I think when you hear that, I think contrast that to the vision and the hope and the happiness right now at this convention with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Like, I look at, what does the future look like? Is it more hate, anger, divisiveness under Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who hates women and reminds us of that every single day?
Yeah.
Or is it coming together, actually unifying, and making a difference for each other and standing by each other?
Yeah.
And, you know,
It's so much nicer here. Stay with us. Stay. Come to the light. I've never been able to physically assault you and bring you.
Stop assaulting the guests.
When they get rid of Trump and they get their party back, stay with us. You're so awesome. It's so much more fun over here. We have a DJ for roll call.
I can tell. That was amazing.
That was so cool.
We have DJs.
Yeah.
And laughter.
It was like, take down for what? I was like, woo.
Yeah.
And my husband was like,
go Lil Jon.
Whoa. Okay.
And he was a contestant on the fourth season of Celebrity Apprentice, so this was his way of turning
this was his circle.
That's right.
But Olivia, we've talked about this. What do you make of it? It's Republicans that worked in the Trump administration, like you, like Stephanie Grisham, like how many others are the ones speaking the loudest and warning us?
Yeah, it's unprecedented. Right.
I mean, since when, Mike? I mean, was it Jamie Raskin that said, you know, hey, J.D. Vance, you're only there because they tried to hang the last guy? I mean, your boss, Mike Pence, nowhere to be found, right? Hardly anybody in the cabinet.
Yeah, I mean, never in, I think, the history of our country has there been so many former cabinet officials and people that worked in an administration mm-hmm. saying, hey, this is really bad. You cannot reelect this man. He is of danger to our country. And we give specific, concrete examples of what that is because we lived it.
Right.
Right. We saw it firsthand. We witnessed it. And so what we're saying is, you know, he pretends like he cares about the working class. He pretends that he cares about his supporters. And I've got to be honest, for me, the most, like, frustrating and thing that makes me so irate is how disparaging he is towards them when he talks about them.
Right.
And yet they show up to his rallies and they absolutely adore him. They're all in. And I'm just like, God, they deserve better as Americans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As people, just as humans.
Yes.
Stephanie Grisham took us behind that curtain. Just that, you know, he on behind closed doors, he makes fun of them. He says they're basement dwellers. They're this, they're that.
I was there where he was like, I don't want to shake these disgusting people's hands. Like,
wow.
That's how he refers to them. And I'm just like, those disgusting people are your voters, they're our neighbors, they're our friends, like we know these people,
right?
I mean, so having a president of the United States at the time say that,
it
speaks volumes about what kind of person he is,
And we've been talking about that, you know, he's reportedly going behind, you know, everybody's back to Netanyahu to get him not to have a ceasefire so that, you know, because it would help Kamala Harris, and you're just like, this man is a traitor. You know, I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, I think he's also in violation of one of our acts.
The Logan Act.
Doing that, yeah, because, you know, he should not be trying to dictate foreign policy as someone who is not currently a member of the federal government or in any serving in any capacity in the administration. But I think that tells you he's not actually rooting for America, right? He's undermining
Absolutely.
Our country. He's undermining the leadership of our country, which should not be happening at all. I mean,
you know, it's so interesting. I was reading this Lincoln Project, speaking of Republicans.
Yeah.
They said, after careful consideration, the Lincoln Project has decided we will not be pulling down our ad as Donald Trump demanded we do. Also, we've decided to point and laugh at him while he cries. I mean, there is something, but you were saying, like, you know, Laura Loomer, the far-right lunatic, is, like, going after Stephanie Grisham after last night, and they're coming after you. Like, it is, but it's always so mean and so personal.
It is.
Which is why you know what you're doing is effective.
Yeah, and, you know, I think to me that speaks volumes really about them.
Sure.
And also think about that, right? Like, the way women are talking about us, about other women, right? I mean, and the demeanor there, I think, speaks a lot to their lack of character and lack of, I would say, like, integrity or even, like, just general humanity.
Can you share what you texted to Stephanie Grisham last night? Because it's such a sweet sisterhood moment.
So I said to her, she said, you know, we were tracking what was happening, and they were making comments about her and her appearance and her physicality, and I was just like, no. And I was like, okay, let's all remember that this is a delusional conspiracy theory mongering person who, you know, I mean, frankly, she's nuts.
Yeah.
And she's not, like, we talked about this, like, she's not even, I mean, even people on the right, some people on the right wing themselves are like, yeah, she's too much. She's over the top.
But you were saying that Stephanie was saying, I've, you know, gained a little weight with menopause and all, they're going to go, and like, sure enough,
they did.
And it's just, but the fact that you reached out to see that she was okay. And I did that with JoJo from Jurors, our friend, because I'm just like, they say the meanest, most vicious things. And sometimes as human beings, you just want to go, are you okay?
Yeah.
Don't take this in.
And it's hard. It is hard to tune out
all of that, right? Because it's hard for it not to actually get under your skin. Now, yeah, I mean, you feel it. You know that people are talking about it. You see the photos circulating around social media. You're getting the DMs. You know, poor Stephanie. I mean, I got one very special one. I think we've been called Judas. C-words.
Sure.
That's lovely.
Yeah, so that tells you kind of the dynamic here of what some of these people really stand for and who they really are.
You know what President Obama said last night? I'm so struck by what he said, and it reminded me of people like you, that because he always calls us to our better angels.
Yes.
And it's people like you that, you know, you got to go, yeah, let's stop demonizing each other. Mm-hmm. Like, when I've met you and talked to you, and I'm sure we don't agree still a lot of stuff politically, but you're such a lovely human being. And I think that's what President Obama was trying to say to us, is like, call us to our better angels, that it didn't used to be like this, so mean and divisive. And I put a lot of that at Trump's feet.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. I mean, he, you know, a lot of the fear-mongering that they do and they did when he was in office is because they want that. They want to sow the division because he thinks it gets more attention for him and it drives this frame, right? I mean, that's why what he just spoke at the same site where they did a KKK rally.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing. I picture Stephen Miller with his little whiteboard, mapping it out and being like, okay, now we're going to hit this little area because that's where my people are on the right wing. And Trump's like, oh, as long as I get attention, that's fine. Yeah. I can tell you it's got to be killing him. Watching the speeches on stage, I know that he is so mad. He probably wants to be speaking here. I can tell you that right now. He probably wants to be there, and he's like, why am I not getting attention? I'm like, well, because back in the day, you were actually a Democrat back in the day.
Right.
Now you've decided that you're co-opting the Republican Party and not doing anything that actually is Republican in it.
But
you know it's killing him.
Yeah.
You know it's the attention. Well, it's driving him nuts.
Because I blew I'm a DNC spoiler alert. I told everybody because we were on the floor in the morning that they were going to play Brave when Hillary Clinton came out. So can you tell us, what are you going to say tonight?
Look, I think my goal tonight is just to speak truly from the heart and try to reach other Republican and independent voters and encourage them to make a difference for our country.
Yeah. Well, you know we bonded because I'm a little daddy's girl, and my dad was Barry Goldwater's running mate, so I come from a Republican family. I voted for Reagan when I was in college.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I voted for Perot.
So young and dumb.
I helped get Bill Clinton elected, so you're welcome.
Oh, okay, yes. we were just saying, it's just, we can say it till we're blue in the face, but it's just, this is not McCain, my dad, Goldwater, Reagan, Bush. This is not even Bush's Republican Party anymore.
No, we've come so far from that, and I always, I think about, I was talking to someone, and I was like, we've gone from a party, I've been talking to some Latino stations, and we've gone from a party where, George W. Bush painted portraits of immigrants, right? He did an immigrant portrait book where he was honoring immigrants in this country, and he has said that not fixing the immigration system was one of his biggest failures. He publicly stated that. We've gone from that to basically using immigrants as a fear-mongering tool, disparaging them consistently, like using these racist, dangerous narratives like the Great Replacement Theory that drive like dangerous events, right? They drive the things like the El Paso shooting. I mean, and when I look at the Republican Party, I'm like, it's completely lost its way.
Sure.
And by the way, give him credit. I'm not a Bush fan. I mean, not that kind.
Stop it. Oh, my God.
What? But he did say it first. He said that was some weird S about Trump's inauguration speech to Hillary. He just leaned over and said, that was some weird S.
Yep.
He's just weird. They're just weird.
But, to that point, I think, we're getting the threats and we're getting the, disparaging comments because as part of Republicans to Harris. But here's the thing. They all know that what we're saying is the truth.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why it bothers them so much.
That's why it triggers them. Yeah.
And that behind closed doors, they've said the same things.
Yeah.
They've thought the same things. They also lived it. You know, they've seen it. They know that all we're doing is saying publicly and warning people about what they all have witnessed.
Yeah. Well, Olivia, I keep saying that Tim Walz, I think, said it, framed it so perfectly. Mind your own damn business.
Yeah.
We might have differences with our neighbors, but and that's what the Republican Party used to stand for.
Yes, it used to be individual privacy liberties.
Yeah.
Now it's Project 2025 government overreach, and we want to track everything you're doing, and we want to make sure that it's in line with what we envision to be American family values. Yeah. It's in our vision, an extreme vision. Right?
That's why, oh my God, the Freedom ad still with Beyonce still gives me shivers, because that's, you know, what, you know, you guys used to try to say, but we're just saying, get out of our bedrooms and our doctor's office, our private lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's really about what do we want for the next, you know, decade for our country? What's our vision for the future? Do we want a more brighter future?
Hopeful.
Or do we want to continue down this down, like, ugly, dark spiral that, unfortunately, right now, it seems like the Republican Party wants to take us down.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone seeing this week, Olivia, and thinking anything, spinning it, that this is not a just a joyous, historic success, and that Republican convention was just a hot mess.
Well, yeah, and nowhere is it more evident. When you look around here, I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at, you know, the flashing lights, red, white, and blue, all America, let's go together, USA signs.
Families.
Yeah. As opposed to mass deportations, like the ugliness that we saw there, like that is like night and day.
When you
the
hear
black
the
and white contrast.
When you hear the USA chants, you don't get that like on the back of your neck, because we mean everyone. We mean actually what's written on the Statue of Liberty. We don't mean, you know, just white guys, which is what it feels like when the Trump crowd chants USA. It's
absolutely.
Like,
You know what the messages that I got during RNC week was? Go back. We need to deport you. Go back to your own country. I'm like, I was born here. Yeah. I am. My mom is a Mexican immigrant, but they're like, go back to Mexico. We don't want you here. And I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, you're saying this to someone who is a longtime fellow Republican and your fellow American.
Right.
I wish Hillary didn't steal it already, because they should have played brave when you come out.
Yes.
Because I'm so proud of you, and I just want you to. I know you're nervous, and I'm gonna feel you tonight. I'm gonna be there with you. We're all gonna be giving you a big group hug. You're gonna do great, and thank you for being a truth teller and for being so brave.
I appreciate you. Thank
you. All right, we love you, Olivia.
I'm glad I could come say hi.
Me too.
Yes,
come back anytime.
Olivia.
There she goes. Oh, she's just a little bundle of joy. Oh, she's still sitting here listening to me. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by It's Just Lunch.
Yep.
Oh, let me tell you what.
Uh-oh.
You know, I dabbled on the apps for a second.
You did, but then you got off.
Got catfished a couple times.
Nope.
Listen, you don't want to know.
Nope.
It's... Don't you know somebody nice, Olivia? Okay. Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It's called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. It's instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms, who get to know you and hand select your date. If set up, I want whoever, it's the person that set up Doug and Kamala, I betcha, right? Didn't they just have lunch?
They did.
I bet you
they did.
Okay.
We heard that story last night.
If setups have not worked out before, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance. Personalized alternative to apps and online dating. Confidential, discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be one step away. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month, they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, the Transgender Law Center, and Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and friendly, responsive customer service. And you get much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Matthew. Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison. Chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick, drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better fast. Check out Navage at your local Sam's Club today. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller DNC show brought to you by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 every month by using your home's equity to pay off high interest debt. American Financing, America's home for home loans. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. 27 minutes after the hour, live from the DNC, we have Representative Don Beyer of the great state of Commonwealth of Virginia.
Commonwealth.
Sorry. Sean Comiskey is making fun of our headsets and wants to know how the traffic is on the Dan Ryan.
Yeah.
We're in the News 5 copters.
Yeah. Got to back up on the Ike. Go inbound.
On the inbound Ike, everybody. Everyone says these sound better. Now I have to use it all the time.
We're getting...
Yes.
The guy who's owns the show is trying to kill you for life insurance money.
Yeah.
We're springing for him.
God.
Yep.
I am going to die alone and beaten by my dogs. Could I look like a bigger geek? Okay.
You know what? It doesn't matter how you look in radio. It's how you sound, and
Jody,
you sound amazing.
Yes, it does. We're girls, and we're on TV. Okay.
You're
let's
on
go,
TV.
Let's go to Sue in Rockville.
Sue?
Hello,
good
Sue.
Morning. There she is. Yeah, here's the thing. I think I figured out what's happening across America. We're experiencing a collective joygasm. It's like, and it's multiple joygasms. Every speaker, every night, I don't think tonight and Thursday will be any and be more. And I don't want it to stop.
By the way, Sue,
so
just so we haven't said yet, Bill Clinton tonight, Tim Walz, Pete Buttigieg, Nancy Pelosi, Wes Moore.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
Our bench is so deep.
Yeah.
My
and Olivia Troy.
Westmore.
Yeah.
can I just add, Angela Alsop Brooks, who will be our next senator, is awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Saw her.
So many superstars,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, young superstars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to be lasting for a while.
This is the party of the future,
yeah.
Right? This big, beautiful, diverse tent, generationally,
yep.
You know.
Absolutely.
All of it. All right. So we have Representative Don Beyer. We have Molly Jong Fast. Listen, this is only the third time I've assaulted her, and I've dialed it down a little bit each time.
Yeah.
So as not to frighten her off
right.
entirely.
Right. Well, you know,
it takes me a few times to calm down.
I've noticed.
As you know. Okay. I actually touched Olivia Troy's pearls. I just was like, oh, my God.
You did.
Yeah, I'm a little grabby.
She was so gracious.
I'm a little handsy.
Yeah.
Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, we roll along live from the DNC. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Under California law, bicycles are considered vehicles, which means that drivers must yield to them and provide at least 3 feet of safe passing distance, just as you would another car. When making a right turn, don't pass in front of bicycles, especially if you're crossing a bike lane. Cyclists have to do their part too. You must ride in the same direction as traffic and obey all traffic signals and signs. Use hand signals and make eye contact with drivers to communicate. Wear a helmet and reflective clothes to be more visible to others. If you ride after dark, remember to use a white headlight and reflectors.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship or marriage, a kindly friend or relative will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend or relative is wrong, dead wrong. And not because you're hideous and undesirable, but because the fact is, many fish are declining in number. Now, here's the part where you might ask, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you. On your next date, if you're going out for a nice meal or cooking a romantic dinner at home, be sure to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way. That way, you'll help keep the oceans healthy and full of fish, and you'll look like a sensitive, caring person to whomever you're with. Now, that's sure to score you some major points. To find out how to make the right seafood choices and help protect our oceans, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and let's be honest, now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
the stories we tell ourselves about this country. Her story is your story. It's my story. It's the story of the vast majority of Americans trying to build a better life. Look, Kamala knows, like we do, that regardless of where you come from, what you look like, who you love, how you worship, or what's in your bank account, we all deserve the opportunity to build a decent life. All of our contributions deserve to be accepted and valued.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go, Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Yay. We are joined now by Representative Don Beyer of the great Commonwealth of Virginia.
Yes.
Good morning,
Thank
sir.
Thank you for knowing that. Yeah.
Well, I told you my big sister and brother-in-law live in Lynchburg, Virginia.
They are so lucky.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I don't know if you know, but my dad ran with Barry Goldwater in 64.
Oh, I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
Chairman of the RNC, congressman. And, you know, my sisters were Goldwater girls. You know, they were on the campaign trail. They have been huge Obama and now huge Kamala Harris supporters. I mean, like most people, they've, you know, this is not anybody's Republican Party that they recognize
My
anymore.
Suspect Barry Goldwater would be for Barack Obama and Kamala Harris
yeah.
right now. So.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to say, speaking of Lynchburg, he used to say every good Christian ought to kick Jerry Falwell right in the ass.
Also, in so many things, like, I mean, I'm very impressed with how Barry Goldwater was very open to gay marriage.
Sure.
And to realize
and pro-choice.
That, yeah, and a good conservative doesn't interfere in somebody else's love life. That's
yes.
right.
Yeah, we keep saying, it's been a theme all morning about the mind your own damn business.
Right.
That was, you know.
I was thinking it's ironic that Republicans like to point out, you know, freedom is the big thing. It's just, and yet in place after place from IVF, contraception, abortion, et cetera, they're repressing our freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have a niece that lives in Richmond, and Chris had to wear lederhosen when he worked at Busch Gardens.
In Virginia,
we
yes.
have a lot of Virginia.
Yes, we do.
My favorite speech line is that America was born on a farm in Virginia.
It was.
Every
it
good thing started right there.
It absolutely so. Was.
Do you still use Virginia's for lovers, or is that an old
song? Yeah,
it's
still there.
It's still for lovers. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. We haven't done anything better.
Representative, talk a little bit about your experience of this convention this week.
So this is my fifth convention. Convention, but yeah. by far the most exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denver in 08 was wonderful, too.
We were there.
Yeah.
yeah.
It was great. But and then 92 with Bill Clinton in New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this, I mean, the speeches last night, I thought Doug did such a wonderful job humanizing
yeah.
Kamala and telling
yes.
that story and of their romance. Yeah. Michelle, and so many people say, why doesn't Michelle run for president? Well, first, she hates politics. But
right.
boy,
right.
is she good.
You can see, I keep saying, you can see why the right wing is so scared of her. You
yeah.
know, she comes out every 4 years. Hits it out of the park and then goes back, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Just, I, you know, as somebody who gives a lot of speeches, I'm always envious of somebody who has the presence that
yeah.
she does.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's this, the confidence, the ability to connect with people, and just told a beautiful story.
Absolutely.
And you never thought you'd hear Barack Obama and go, well, he's good, too.
yeah.
I guess he'll do, too.
As he was coming on, I was thinking, my God, to be upstaged, you know, it's always, I'm upstaged by my wife all the time, but
right.
to be upstaged by your
yeah.
wife on
you
national
all
television.
Up.
Yeah, exactly right. And I thought it was great that he started saying, lucky me, I get to come after her.
Yes,
yeah.
that was
I mean, only
great.
Stupid enough to go after her. Yeah, so many great lines last night. I don't know if you have favorites, but I mean, you know, Michelle Obama saying, you know, Trump may find out this is the black job that he's trying, that he's trying to. I mean, they have a way of doing it, Representative, with style and class, and not that this mean-spirited, immature name-calling that Trump just cannot seem to help himself.
I think both Michelle and Barack, you know, very accurately address all the whining that Donald Trump has done, that every single thing is about grievance and victimization.
Yeah.
And if we're going to be the party of hope and change, then we've got to be optimistic. And that means when you call out the other people, do it with a smile.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
I mean, but we've been talking forever, Representative, about being about alpha liberals. And I feel like we have gotten it. We've got the juju, like whether it's come from Kamala Harris on down, we're all like, oh, that's how you fight
back. We're joyfully
right.
on
right. Joyful,
offense.
Happy warriors,
yes.
everybody
exactly
keeps saying.
Exactly right. And that's the best way to campaign.
Yeah.
Right.
Is to be just enthusiastic and
right.
optimistic. You know, the whole idea of to be a progressive, whether you're center left or far left, is about imagining a different future.
Yeah. Yeah.
About where progress is all about hope and change.
That's right.
Is your point that we're not going back?
We are not going back.
We're not going back?
You remember the old Bill Buckley line about, you know, conservatives are standing in the middle of the highway of history yelling, halt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was, of all the great lines last night, I mean, that's part of, you know, so many of them stick in your head. You can't remember which one, but there were so many good points, I think, about, you know, just... We keep saying about how they used to be the party, the Republicans used to be the party of staying out of your business. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so powerful, the freedom theme, don't you?
I do. And I think maybe it was Kamala or maybe Michelle last night talked about there are a lot of good, sensible, moderate Republicans who've just sealed their lips.
Sure.
You know, they're afraid to take on Donald Trump because it means the end of their career.
Yeah.
And we hope that when the Trump era is finally over, hopefully in 70-some days, that normal Republicans can come back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we do need a strong two-party system.
Absolutely.
We need a debate of ideas.
But when I look at our bench, I'm just like, no, I'll just let us do this forever.
Our bench is really deep.
It's very good. I'm thrilled with it.
To your point, too, about Doug Emhoff said that, about she's a joyful warrior, but she's as tough as they come.
Yeah.
And she's showing us how to do that balance joyfully and with laughter and humanity and empathy, but she's tough.
Yeah,
and
she is tough.
She is driving. I mean, what a move to go to Milwaukee, where he accepted, packed two stadiums at the same night, go to where he accepted the nomination to accept her nomination. This campaign is just chef's kiss.
And from a Hollywood directorial standpoint, the timing on that.
Oh, God, yes.
It was just absolutely perfect.
Yeah. We keep saying the DJ for the roll call. I mean,
I'm sure you saw the side by sides of how the roll call went with the Republican convention and how it went last night, state by state.
Yeah.
Well, what a contrast.
Yeah. Republican was like a colonoscopy. It's like, all right, we have to do this.
You said that, not me.
That's right. I won't drag you to my level. So, what are you hoping for or looking for the rest of the week tonight and all that? I mean, what a lineup again tonight. You know, President Clinton, Tim Walz, Pete Buttigieg, Nancy Pelosi. Wes Moore.
Well, having Bill Clinton and Pete Buttigieg in the same night, two of the best communicators in American history. And Bill is the great explainer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Pete, I've just never heard him have an awkward sentence.
I haven't either.
I just was going to say that he goes on Fox News. I just read this. He said on Fox News, because God bless him for doing it. I don't have it's my blood pressure. He said, I often wonder whether viewers of this network are aware that violent crime went up under Donald Trump. I think that deserves more coverage, so we can ask ourselves why. He just, again, does it happily, but he...
He's not mean about it.
No.
I just saw him in person yesterday at a gay rights event, and it's... I was looking at this. The DNC has the most LGBTQ+ delegates ever in attendance at a DNC hearing. More than 800 delegates are here to nominate Kamala Harris.
I wonder how many were in Milwaukee for Donald Trump.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
not
really
outwardly. They were probably hiding.
Oh, I know. What I'm really looking forward to is for people to get to know Tim Walz tonight.
Yes.
In his own words.
Yes.
Because he's going to have a lot of time.
That's
I got to serve with him, overlap with him for 4 years.
Okay.
He's a very smart, very funny guy with a great heart.
He is just magic. I mean, how much more relatable can
you
get?
Right. And he goes off script very effectively, too.
Yeah. Well, he apparently had never used a teleprompter.
Right.
He told the Harris campaign in the vetting.
Well, in Minnesota, they call him the gaff machine, right? which I think I like the humanity of
that. It's endearing.
Oh, no. He is just pitch perfect for this campaign, and the two of them together are amazing.
And as an East Coast guy, I love the fact that we have somebody from the heartland.
Yeah. Absolutely.
On our ticket. Yeah. Somebody's got to be speaking to all those folks who live in what people meanly call the flyover states.
Yeah.
They're not the flyover states. They're Americans.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, the bread and butter.
He is that Midwestern nice where I'm like, good luck trying to demonize him.
Yeah.
Good luck trying to make people not like Tim Walz. He's that guy. He's that coach, that teacher, that neighbor, that you love.
We all love the Friday night stuff. What I really love is, I love my job, but I still think the most important job in America is to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a teacher married to a teacher.
I know.
Serving in public service.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Representative, thank you so much for taking time. I know this is like the busiest week ever. And when I get to my my sisters. I'm coming to visit.
Right.
pack your lederhosen. We're going back to Virginia.
Tell your Goldwater sister to vote for Abigail Spanberg.
I certainly will.
Yeah. Absolutely.
She's not Republican anymore. Trust me. She'll be happy to.
Thanks for the
Representative.
Thanks,
Stephanie. Thank you, Congressman.
43 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by American Financing.
That's right.
Fantastic. Helping us be here at the DNC.
Yes.
Listen, if you're stressed out, maybe your monthly income, maybe it's not covering the bills.
Yeah.
You're not alone. A lot of Americans feel like that. Things are expensive. We're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover basics, right? Like childcare, insurance, power, and food. It's tough, but if you're feeling this way, call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped. As you probably know, a company like American Financing never charges any upfront or hidden fees. It's the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month. Yikes. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food. Cesar Millan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive Live Guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he plans to investigate any future false elector schemes. The Justice Department has charged 3 people for the 2020 Republican false elector scheme. Call tells Wisp Politics that anyone in Wisconsin who tries that again will be held accountable. Republican candidate for Vice President J.D. Vance picked up an endorsement yesterday near the site of rioting in Kenosha 4 years ago. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Vance used that space to talk about crime and safety.
We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
The Kenosha Police Union endorsed Vance just a few days after the Milwaukee Police Union did the same. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Mount Horeb School District is getting money for mental health services after the attempted school shooting. On May 1st, a 14-year-old with a fake gun was headed toward Mount Horeb Middle School. Police say he wouldn't put it down, then pointed it at officers, so they shot him. They later learned it was only a BB gun, but the State Department of Justice says the officers involved acted lawfully. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office announced the district will be getting $118,000 to hire a school social worker and provide counseling services. Kids who are exposed to even just an attempted school shooting can have more mental health struggles in the future. And a family of four needs a new place to live after their home went up in flames. It happened yesterday afternoon in Oregon. A pet died, but everyone else got out safely, including two more animals. Some gas and propane tanks ended up exploding in the garage. Firefighters believe it was an electrical fire. They remind you to be careful of how you use extension cords. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Super sunny today with comfortable high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. As we stay clear tonight with light winds, we fall crisp. But we warm a little bit more with high temperatures tomorrow cranked up to the upper 70s. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Tiffany Schultz from the Better Business Bureau about college scams.
And we'll be celebrating the anniversary of High Tech Happy Hour.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Oh, I know. Including adding that she had had IVF. And if you know, this is a woman who is very private, which is why she's not running for president, despite the fact that everyone in the entire world wants her desperately.
Didn't you
to.
Wish she would say, stop doing the effing polls, I'm not running.
Yeah,
stop.
I mean, well, it's also, the idea that somehow that the world is going to will her into the presidency when she doesn't want it is a little nutty. But I thought it was really important that she said that she had had IVF, because remember, there is this Republican attack on in vitro fertilization.
Sure. Yeah.
And in vitro fertilization, like the birth control pill, like the IUD, like all of these things that have been around for 20, 30, the birth control pill since the 60s, and have changed the American way of life, Republicans are coming for all of these things.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like it's not just a joyful explosion, it's like a catharsis for Democrats when you start with Hillary speaking,
right.
And a lot of us will die mad about 2016. Everything she warned about came true, including the Supreme Court. So we have, as I keep saying, revenge of the pussy hats. You have the fall of Roe. You have the energy around like that Obama, about the first black woman vice president. Love of Joe Biden, I think, that all that's here this week, right? That's powering this thing.
I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. This is a political party it's a Big Ten party with lots of really smart people. The bench is deep. Mm-hmm. That said, there's a lot of anxiety, right? Because one party believes in democratic norms and the other doesn't.
Right.
And so to hear Obama, President Obama, and also Ms. Obama, talk about this election and how Democrats are going to have to run up the score because Republicans are going to try to cheat. And this is Obama, who is known to be such a measured speaker, right, and so careful, that the fact that he said that should be a real alarm bell to everyone because he is expecting Republicans to cheat, as are many.
Yeah.
And the stuff about her mom, I just lost my mom a year ago, and I just interred her with my dad in Arlington last month. And so I've just given in that this election cycle will never stop making me cry. I just keep crying. But, I mean, that was so touching and so relatable.
And the way she connected herself to Vice President Harris was that she talked about their mothers, right? Different women from different backgrounds, from different places, but who both believed in the idea of America. And I thought that was profound and important and showed a sort of through line of this convention.
Hillary Clinton said it, too. Our mothers would say, keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to... Where's the guy that owns the show over there?
Yeah.
I'm going to out this guy as the most embarrassing human in the world, speaking of mothers.
Right.
So when I told him you were coming on and how excited I was, he literally texted Chris, and I said, okay, are you aware that her mother is Erica Jong, and she wrote The Fear of Flying?
Yes.
And I said, Ron, do you think I'm the most uneducated mom in the entire world? I said, yes, everyone is aware.
Well, you know, the good news about being a Nepo baby is you're always a Nepo baby, but at some point you may be... You know, look, it's a huge advantage.
Sure.
Having a famous parent is a huge advantage. I happen to also have a weirdly famous grandfather who was a communist hero, Howard Fast, who was very involved in the Peekskill riots and fighting for racial equality and was really part of that world of Jews and African Americans getting together to fight for voting rights and fighting against disenfranchisement. So I'm very proud of my heritage, but I also, you know, I feel very lucky that I've had all these incredible advantages from the family I came from, and I hope to use those advantages to elevate other people and for the
and
best things I can.
Yeah.
And you do. You are a rock star on your own right. I just wanted to tell you my executive producer, Jody Hamilton's mom, is Carol Burnett. So when you come in studio with us.
Yes.
You do. Will,
I have a Nepo baby bracelet.
Oh, can I have one for Jody? Okay.
Well, you have a famous father.
Yeah, not like...
your father ran for vice president.
Yes, well, he just won the 6 states. Come on, Daddy, give us a Goldwater Miller landslide for Kamala.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I do think it is... this is an amazing historic moment and so important, but also, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. And hubris is really the danger here.
We all have 2016 PTSD, don't we?
As well we should, right? I mean, that you know, the fact that no one saw that coming is a real sign that people were asleep at the switch.
Yeah. Well, President Obama warned of that, you know, just like, this is going to be tight. And I think people like you and I, Molly, you're like, how could this even be close?
Yeah.
But I do also have an optimism that all things are possible. We've had, you know, Congress people, representatives sit down from Texas, from Florida.
Yeah.
I feel like everything's in play. I mean, if we do the work.
Yeah. I mean, I think certainly everything's in play if Democrats do the work. I think the people have to be a little bit realistic, right? But North Carolina, don't need to be realistic about North Carolina. I mean, North Carolina could absolutely flip. I think Georgia could absolutely flip. I don't think, I mean, the sort of wish list states are Florida and Texas. Yeah. By the way, if Republicans lose Texas, they never win another election.
That's right.
Which is, like, so in some ways it's worth thinking about just how much, and I don't think they're going to lose Texas, but it's just worth thinking about.
Just because it's just the landmass and the amount of blue that will be on the Fox News screen.
They would just have a complete meltdown.
Yeah, they would.
But, you know, the thing is, they have yet to try this Republican Party to be popular.
Yeah.
Right? They have no, but, you know, at every point they have said, you know, we could be popular, but instead let's just be crazy.
This is a whole celebration of America, and there is just trashing America.
Well, it's also just they, you know, when Trump picked a vice president, he could have picked Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
He could have picked Tim Scott. He could have picked Marco Rubio. And he chose not to pick any of them, right?
Just reading the headline, we wanted to send a message. Haley voters speaking out and switching to Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Because he said he didn't want those voters. I mean, this is one of the things that I've always been impressed that Trump has done is he has never showed any interest in growing the electorate.
That's right.
Which is absolutely the opposite of how you're supposed to do it.
Exactly.
I wish I had an eternity with you, but now I have 10 seconds, and I love you, Molly John Pass, and I will never mispronounce your name again. Please come back.
I have to tell you, my producer, because I'm very dyslexic. I botch everybody's name. So my producer is like, I love to see people mess with your name.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement at 11:33. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.